What's up, people? It is Sunday, March 26th. My name is B Hill, and this is the Just My Opinion podcast. So let's talk. It has been a few weeks since the last podcast, so let me catch up to date on what's been going on the past few weeks. Last week, I completed my fourth week at my new job. It is going very well. I'm really liking my boss. I like my team. I do feel like my training was somewhat accelerated because of my experience. And I've been catching on to things pretty quickly, and I've already been leading meetings and participating in meetings. And in my one-on-one with my boss last week, nothing but positive compliments and positive feedback from her. She's impressed with the way I handle myself on meetings, my knowledge, and how quickly I've been able to adapt and grasp what they're doing. So I credit my trainer. She's been great. She's been somewhat pushing me, but I'm more of a learn by hands-on kind of person. So she's really been allowing me to make the mistakes, and she's been there every step of the way to allow me to do things and kind of guide me when I mess up and, you know, just go back and correct it. It's just the whole vibe and atmosphere has just been so much different than what I was used to at my previous job. And then I just got my second paycheck, and getting that extra money doesn't hurt either. So everything has been really good up to this point. I definitely feel like I made the right decision. Interestingly enough, I got an email from my previous manager last Monday, and she was asking me about me sending my equipment back since I was working from home, so my laptop monitors and things like that. And then she asked about if I got my bonus from my previous job on my last paycheck, and she said how much I deserved it because I worked hard, and she hoped I got it. And then she just said she misses having me on her team. She misses managing me. I was a good employee, and she hoped everything is working out for me. And I don't know if I mentioned on the last podcast about the bonus thing, and I'll just run through it really quickly. My last day at my previous job was March 22nd. And I'm sorry, February 22nd. And my last paycheck was on March 4th. But I was scheduled to get a bonus that would have been on my March 4th check. But there was a stipulation that says you have to be employed with the company on the day the bonus is given for you to get it. Since my last day was on 3/22, I'm on February 22nd, I asked if they could extend my date to the 4th so I could get the bonus that I earned since it was for last year. They told me they couldn't do it, which I think is a lie, but it is what it is. But she said that since I still get my last paycheck, she was hoping that it would be on my last paycheck. Well, of course, I didn't get the bonus. I wasn't expecting it. And that was another reason why I chose to leave, is that kind of thing, because I know for a fact they made that exception for somebody else. I know that for a fact because I'm friends with that individual. But, you know, no hard feelings for me. I'm in a much better position. But I responded back to her email and told her I sent the equipment back, gave her the tracking number, or I told her I had the tracking number from UPS if she needed it. I told her I did not get the bonus, and I did tell her that I didn't blame her because I know it was out of her hands. It was above her. And I told her I made the right decision by leaving because my new situation is a lot better at this point. And talking to some of my previous coworkers, we still keep in touch. It's just the vibe that was just so somewhat dysfunctional. And there are things I know they could have done. They're not employee focused. I'll put it like that. I think that's the easiest way to say it. And looking at my current situation, they're definitely more employee engaged and focused. Yeah, I did deserve my bonus. I do think it wouldn't have cost them much to extend my day by 10 days to get the bonus that I earned, but I walked out on, you know, that money, and I don't regret it at all. It doesn't change my decision, and I'm cool with it, but that's just another reason why I just decided to leave, because they could have done something. And again, when I was leaving, they tried to offer me more money, and if they could have did that then, why couldn't they do that a year ago when this initially came up? But anyway, I digress. My current position is going well. Talking to some of my previous coworkers, a lot of them are looking for other jobs. They continue to tell me how much they appreciate me, inspiring them. I've been sending them open jobs that I find, because like I said on the last podcast, I want everybody to win. You know, go get your money. Now, there's no hate over here. I try to be all inclusive, and again, I have no jealousy, no hatred, no nothing. I want everybody to get their money. But what I've noticed is that some people that I was cool with, especially since I got this new job, they've kind of fell off. And you know, it's just interesting. I don't know, maybe it's just the timing, or I know everybody else has their own life and everything going on, but very few have asked how the new job is going, and I'm not really going to say anything unless asked about it. But when I was looking for a job, it was constant, you know, communication and how the job search going. And it, you know, it's cool. People fall off. Some people aren't meant to be around forever, and I just take that, you know, with a grain of salt. People come and people go, and I pray if I've done something that either they tell me or it's revealed to me, because the last thing I want to do is hurt somebody's feelings or come across as unsincere. But some of these people, they're currently looking for jobs, and all I've tried to do is encourage them. But maybe it's me. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. I've prayed about it for guidance and vision, and if I am doing something unintentionally, that it be revealed and I can stop doing it. Or maybe they just hate me. You know, maybe they really didn't want to see me win. Or maybe they really didn't want to see me happy. That could be the case too. You know, I'm just not sure. But needless to say, I'm cool with it. My life is good. I'm happy. I still have my true friends, and I still have my wonderful family. So it's all good over here. I wish them nothing but love and peace. And I hope they get whatever they are looking for and what's meant for them. A couple of weeks ago, I went to the casino after I got my first paycheck. I went up to the casino to play poker, which is one of my favorite things to do. And I played Texas Hold'em. And the thing with the casino is you're playing with people you don't know, of course, but I'm the type of person that likes to gauge the table, see how people bet, see how they play, try to get a read on them. My first hand at the table, I got a pretty good hand. I ended up going all in, winning the pot, double my money. I normally start with like $150, so I doubled that to $300. And then later on, I guess about an hour later, I got one of the best hands you can get in poker. Come to find out, I ended up with a four of a kind. I had four queens, and they had a running jackpot called the Bad Beat. And the Bad Beat consists of two of the highest poker hands clashing against each other, and of course one has to lose. And if those two hands show up, the table will split apart. Well, I had one of those hands, and the person I was up against he was one card away from the other hand. And if he would have hit that card, everyone at the table would have split $124,000. My portion of that would have been about $84,000. So I was one card away from winning $84,000. And he ended up folding before we saw the last card. But that would have been something. I think that pot I ended up with about another 250 or something like that. But I'm glad I definitely came away with more than what I started with. But that 84,000 would have been a really nice thing to have. That was the first time I've ever had a four of a kind playing poker in a casino. And that's one of the best hands you could get. Very few hands can beat it. But still had a really good time at the casino. And I think for an early Father's Day gift, I'm going to take my dad to the casino and we're going to play in a World Poker Tour tournament. That's something we've never done. It's World Poker Tour is a nationally recognized thing, so it's going to be a huge tournament. So I think we're going to do that. I'm going to pay, I think it's $130 for each one of us to play. So I think that'll be something fun that him and I can do together. Last week, the CEO of TikTok testified before Congress, and I only saw clips. I mean, I already knew how that was going to turn out because all of these hearings that the Republican Congress has had has been a shit show. And this was the same. It's ironic that they're trying to ban TikTok, but not Facebook. And Facebook, in my opinion, is way more dangerous than TikTok is. Facebook has been fined millions of dollars for data breaches, selling your personal information, privacy protection, all kind of things. But yet, my personal opinion, and this is just my opinion, is that Facebook or Meta lobbied Congress to do this because TikTok is their biggest competitor. And so they're trying to ban TikTok altogether. I think they were lobbied, Congress was lobbied from Facebook. That's just my personal opinion, since Facebook or Meta is a company based here in the States. So they'll continue with the stupid hearings and nothing will be done. So I'll be interested to see how that actually pans out. Then last week, Trump posted on Truth Social that he was supposed to be arrested last Tuesday. And he's one of the dumbest, but one of the smartest people ever. And I say he's smart because he gets out in front of stuff before it happens. He's constantly done it for years. So in his first run for the presidency, a year before the election, he started putting out, if he doesn't win, it was rigged. So he used that, he ended up winning. So what did he do the second time? Before the election, he started putting it out there, if he doesn't win, it's rigged. And he did the same thing. He's supposed to be indicted. He thinks he's going to be indicted. So he's getting ahead of it now by calling everyone investigating him corrupt. He made a comment about if he's indicted, there should be protest and there would be death and destruction if he's indicted. And at this point, I have zero faith in the justice system. This has gone on way too long, and the longer it goes without him being behind bars or held accountable, the worse it's going to get. I think there's more than enough to charge him with something after all of the different investigations, especially the classified documents case. I don't know what's taking so long, but this is just ridiculous that this has been prolonged for years, and he's gotten worse every day. It's something with this dude for the past several years, and I'm just so spent. Just with him and his supporters, and it's just, I'm just so tired of hearing his name and him being in the news and him getting away with everything. He is not untouchable. I don't care if he's a former president or not. Nobody is above the law, and they keep saying that, but yet he still is out here spreading false information as usual, and his supporters are nuts. And because of his putting that information out there, talking about death and destruction, the district attorney of New York, or the attorney general, or whatever Alvin Bragg is, that's investigating him about paying off Stormy Daniels, he received a letter, a death threat letter, with some powder in it. Now, fortunately, the powder was tested, and it wasn't anything dangerous or anything, but allowing this dude to basically tell his supporters to do something to the people investigating him, that's the same thing that happened on January 6th or leading up to January 6th. And we saw what happened there. So because they have failed to do their due diligence and get this fool indicted and convicted, I don't think it ever will happen at this point. They just keep kicking the can down the road, and there's always an excuse as to why he's still walking around here, able to put out these false narratives. And I also blame the media for continuing to cover this fool and giving him a platform to spread this misinformation. And then Florida submitted a bill, House Bill 999. And part of that House bill would remove the following from college campuses. It would remove organizations like Black and Hispanic fraternities and sororities, Jewish, feminist, and gender studies, centers and programs for Black, Latino, Asian, and LGBT students. And, I mean, it specifically calls out all of these things. Nothing about white fraternities or sororities, anything dealing with a minority group, they're trying to remove. And also, they're trying to pass a bill that would remove the fact of Rosa Parks being Black from African American studies. It's amazing how these people latch on to something that's not even true and then just continue to push this false narrative, CRT, BS, and grooming, and the drag queens, and it is so frustrating that this is what our reality is today. It's frustrating that this is where we are. They're trying to remove anything that has to do with minorities, and legislature allowing them to get away with it. DeSantis is evil. And honestly, he's more dangerous than Trump, because I think he's smarter than Trump in a sense. He's more dangerous though. And then I saw a video of a man who said he was canceled on social media because a girl posted a TikTok from a restaurant with the caption that says that she went out on a date with him and posted his picture and said that he left her with the $130 bill. So of course he got drugged about it, and he wanted to post his side to social media. So his side was, his part of that $130 bill was $13, and said that she was ordering crab legs, she was ordering expensive drinks, and expected him to pay for it. So he left. Now, I don't agree with him leaving, but I definitely don't agree with him being stuck with that whole bill either. I would have just told the waiter or waitress to, you know, split the check. Because there are some women, and I'm sure men do it too, but from a male's perspective, there are women that will try to take advantage of a situation. And I've seen videos such as that one where females try to order the most expensive thing on the menu, or they bring their friend and want you to pay for their friend and stuff too. And if you don't, they say you're broken, you don't have any money. And that's, in some cases, that may be the case, that may not be the case. But for me, I wouldn't have left. I would have paid my portion of the bill. I definitely would not have paid the entire bill. Absolutely not. Especially on a first date. So I think people need to lower their expectations. My whole strategy when I'm dating somebody is get to know them first and see if it's even worth going out. Because if we can't have decent conversation on the phone, there's no way I want to sit across from you and it'd be awkward. We have to be able to have communication and talk. That's just me. I'm not a cheap person. I will spend money, but you have to be worth it. And if I don't know you, you're not worth it. So that's just my philosophy. Maybe that's why I'm single right now. I've never had an issue with finding someone. My issue has been finding the right one. So I don't agree with the man leaving, but he did say he cashed out her the $13. You can form your own opinion about that. I'm going to make this one pretty short. So the verbal middle fingers this week may be a little surprising, but I think it's warranted. The verbal middle finger for this week goes to Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, because I think he's doing a poor job. And maybe I'm sure there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that are going on, but not charging this dude, convicting this dude of doing more in the past 2 years and prolonging an arrest or indictment, it's only getting worse. And I was very hopeful because his resume speaks for itself, but in this particular instance, dealing with the former person in the White House, I can't necessarily say he dropped the ball, but it's been going on way too long, and we have to end this in order to gain our democracy back. It has to come down to it. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, but the sooner the better, so we can get past that initial nonsense. But the longer he's allowed this to go, the worse it's gotten. It's just more and more stuff coming out, and I blame him. He's a good portion of that, so I think he's weak. Because I don't think it should take this long. But that's me, of course, not knowing all the details, and I just don't see anything happening, though. I don't see him being held accountable for anything. But that's just my opinion, and I hope I'm wrong. And the quote for the week is, you won't always be a priority to others, and that's why you have to be a priority to yourself. Learn to respect yourself and become your own support system. Your needs matter. Start meeting them. Don't wait for others to choose you. Choose yourself. With that said, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening. God bless. Peace.